Center State CEO President Rob Simpson is criticizing a report on Central New York's Inland Port and the New York State Department of Transportation's decision to locate the project in the town of DeWitt. The Inland Port would receive goods by rail from the Port of New York and New Jersey. More from WRVO's Tom Magnarelli.
2 years ago, Simpson said the Inland Port had the potential to create 2,000 jobs if warehousing could be developed adjacent to the rail terminal. But he says the DeWitt location is surrounded by protected wetlands, making it difficult to build warehousing.
The decision that has been made, which is to effectively declare the DeWitt rail yard as the only viable site for a Central New York Inland Port, is inaccurate, represents a failure for this process, and represents a massive missed opportunity for Central New York.
Simpson favored the Inland Port in the town of Camillus because there is more land to build warehousing. But the state commissioned report concluded DeWitt was the only viable option because it had a commitment from CSX Railways for service. Simpson says if customers in Camillus required rail service, CSX would have to provide it.
We ought to be driving this investment based on what's important to Central New York and not what's important to CSX.
Simpson says the state could invest $15 million into the project. Officials at the state DOT say the project would lower the costs to ship goods and still has the potential to create jobs. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.